This is GQDN for Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by all of you, a part of the stackup.org. Today's news, we got a little bit of Nintendo. We had some people getting ready for a PlayStation Showcase. And the PlayStation Showcaser. Anyway, but let's step away from the showcase for a little bit, because BGC 24/7 did say that Ubisoft's Star Wars game could be next year. So, there were some sources speaking with Kotaku, and according to its investors' presentation, that could be the 2023-24 lineup would include some new releases of big brands and some of the long-lasting live games, which means Assassin's Creed Mirage, Avatar, Frontiers of Pandaria, Rainbow Six Mobile, Skull and Bones, The Crew Motorfest, The Division Resurgence, X-Defiant, and, quote, another large game. Sorry. So, the large game is believed to be Star Wars. Now, the next Ubisoft Forward will be on June the 12th, so a couple weeks away. But according to Engadget.com, Sony did sell about 600,000 PlayStation VR 2 units in 6 weeks. So it did way better than the PlayStation VR because it did cross the 600,000 threshold. And that's basically because the headset is available in the box stores. So, after being sold for 2 months, well, that would also include the 2 months of the Sony website. So, not too bad. It does have a good game base to it. It's still a little too expensive. So, just watch your pockets. But it does look good. Now, in getting ready for the PlayStation Showcase, apparently, some of the fans were preparing their own clown makeup. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and yes, this did happen. In fact, Jinky did say on Twitter, "I'm ready for the PlayStation Showcase and the last one out. Nothing about us without us." Did say, "Every year, Sony denies us Bloodborne for PC, and yet every year, we get our hopes up anyway. Me and the rest of the Bloodborne fans before every single PlayStation Showcase." Last of Us News did say, quote, "Imagine The Last of Us Part 3 was announced during PlayStation Showcase on Wednesday. And the Dragoon Keyblade Master, Ifrit, did say, PlayStation Showcase, once again we're putting that clown suit on for Kingdom Hearts 4. So what did they announce? Well, I got the list from YouTube, and we're going to go almost bottoms up, because I'm going to save the bottom one there for last. But Fair Games, CGI did have a nice reveal to it. And from what I've seen about this, I'm going to be mixing up the FPSs, the VRs, and the RPGs, okay? So please be patient. But it does look interesting. I believe that's an FPS game, but it looks really good. Concord did get my interest because that looks more like an RPG game, all done in, of course, a first person. Synapse. Well, that's an FPS game. And essentially, I believe that was Ubisoft, if I'm not mistaken. I could very well be wrong. I have to rewatch all of these, because there was a lot. And when you're working and watching all these trailers, kind of hard to keep your attention on both. Arizona Sunshine 2. That's one of the ones I did not catch. Oh, no, I did. That's an FPS game, too. Oh, you know what else is? Destiny 2, The Final Shape. Yeah, so all you Destiny 2 players, be excited about that. Beat Saber is coming to PlayStation VR 2. And we're having a good time. We're having a good time. Because Queen songs are going to be included, well, as a separate purchase. So that is something that you really need to take a look at. Ultros did have a nice reveal. It's one of the things I did not get to see. Crossfire Sierra Squad was also announced, which is a FPS type game. Then there was Marathon, done by Bungie. And once again, it's another shooter that they did. Then there was the Talos Principle 2, which that did have me a little bit curious. Walking around as a robot and doing some things around the world. Then there was Tear Down, which has a little bit of an RPG to it. But you're also building some stuff, and it's a little bit of a 2D and a 4D world. It looks like they're going after Minecraft by the looks of it. And of course, there's a Cat Quest. That's just perfect. So, you get to play as a cat, and you go around hunting for treasures and all that stuff. So, interesting. Then there was Neva. And Neva's a side-scroller, doing all the jumping and all this and that around. And of course, Capcom was there too. So yeah, you had to do Street Fighter 6. Was more like a trailer for like a storyline part of the game, and that's what it was. There was the Plucky Squire. This is a character that starts in the book, and sometimes you go outside of the book and you go into the real world. So an interesting concept. And of course, Resident Evil 4 VR. And we all know what that is. And then there was Grand Blue Fantasy Relink. And that looks more like an RPG type game with teaming up with different characters. So you get to do some fighting and all that stuff. Looks interesting for the RPG people. And then there's the Immortals of Avium. Now this too is also an RPG type, but it's a part of EA. It does act like a little bit of one of the Overwatch 2 characters. And you can take your pick as to which one. There's a couple different characters that shoots for hand. So, okay. And there's Sword of the Sea, where it's more of like a type of an adventure game. Maybe a little bit of RPG. Revenant Hill was also announced. And that is a side-scroller, because there you're running as a cat, going through all the different places, all the storyline. Towers of Agashba, a little bit of an RPG-type game, where you get the fight thing. And then there's Five Nights at Freddy's, Help Wanted 2, with a teaser. Horror game, basically. And of course, they took their shot at Splatoon, with Foam Stars, all done by Square Enix. And of course, they had to give, towards the beginning of the show, another Final Fantasy 16, basically saying that Final Fantasy 16 is coming. Ghost Runner 2 also did come in, so you'll be having fun with that game. Helldivers 2, or Helldivers 2, a little bit of a first-person shooter-type game. And of course, there's Assassin's Creed Mirage. So yeah, Assassin's Creed. And then there was a very interesting one about Alan Wake 2, a little bit of storyline within the trailer itself, but you know what that is. Dragon's Dogma 2 also had its first trailer, so those who do like the Dragon's Dogma, well, it's done by Capcom, we'll see how all that plays out. There's a little bit of RPG to it, so we'll see about that. Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater also did show up, and a lot of FPS in that one. Phantom Blade Zero was also announced. And once again, RPGs, but it's not like you're gonna be found in the forest. No, because when you're found in the forest, you find yourself being hunted by Kraven. Kraven is going to be one of the main bad guys in Spider-Man 2. So the trailer on that one was very fun to see. And they did have some gameplay that went with it, though. So, and by the way, Spider-Man had his Venom suit on. So very, very cute. But that wasn't the only thing. PlayStation also went hardware. And what they did is they showed what they're calling their Q model. And that will be a mobile PlayStation unit. Basically rivaling Steam. So, I did call for one. I'm on the road. One more thing before we go. If you want some ice cream, Nintendo Life does give us the article. And the Mario Kart Cookie Cruiser, which has cookie dough, blue spirulina, and it's being made by the Nectar Juice Bar. It has a Nectar's own coconut cream blend. Splatland's birthday will have a cake batter flavor from a coconut cream blend with a geometric and topped with natural sprinkles. And Kirby's Berry Dream. So they have a strawberry puree and Nectar's coconut cream blend. Now that can only be found in Letta Ranch, California, Phoenix, Arizona, and Cypress, Texas. So hey, I think we all like ice cream. So do I. I'm at Joe Brumser on Twitter. You can find us at Group Quest. And we are all at Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for all the PlayStation Fallout. So hey, go play some games, people.